Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. It's the 7th of October, 2023. It's going to be a spooky October. We're going to have, we'll have to find out what Saturday it falls on, but I'm sure right before Halloween we're going to have some sort of spooky
We could record a spooky disclaimer.
Do not take anything we say. Ooh, sometimes. Okay, Cal, we'll do that, all right?
October 28th will be the day.
Okay, well, we're going to be here October 28th, and we're going to do a spooky one. Let's do that.
All right.
We'll make it kind of a spooky.
Of course we will.
Of course we will. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome, KWPM, 1450 AM and 105.1 FM throughout of Missouri. Thank you for joining us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, Todd.
Oh, that would be 855-529-7234.
Or email us at info@radiolawtalk.com if it's after hours. There's a lot of times we're not heard live. We're simulcast or played later.
Delayed, yes.
Delayed. Just go ahead and you can email us if you have any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice, so don't try to go out and blame us for any thing that's going on. Look, we're going to talk about a bizarre death case and a person that a victim who passed away and a perpetrator pled guilty in what this person received. It's just why this happened. I don't know. We're going to talk about that. Trevor Bauer is a Cy Young Award winner. He settles a allegations of sexual assault case, which some interesting evidence that he had. And again, we're not taking anyone's side, but some interesting evidence he had about whether or not everything was consensual or not. Mel Tucker is a former Michigan State football coach, is bringing a lawsuit situation there.
It's the Northwestern
guy that brought the lawsuit.
Yeah, and the Mel Tucker is the termination process going on right now at Michigan State.
And then we've got the Northwestern former head coach of the football was terminated, and he's suing for $100 and some odd million.
$130 million.
We're going to talk about that lawsuit. And then X/Twitter is being sued for copyright infringement. And we've got some interesting facts about that. And something that you may not know, another famous powerhouse is being sued for copyright infringement that we'll bring along at the same time. So that's just a few of the great things that we got. And then at the very end, we've got quick takes. At the very end, quick takes, we just talk about, look, there's only a few things. You're going to remember 7 minutes of this 3 hours, and we want to tell you what to remember on those for those 7 minutes when we're done. But without further ado, Cal, we are here for Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah! Carl Burkhart was a singer and a songwriter. He always thought he'd end up in Nashville as an artist and then on the road making big money as a country superstar. And so he played and he wrote and he wrote and he played and he never got a break. Until one day, a man who called himself King Treble came into the bar in which Carl was playing. King Treble came in up to Carl during a break and convinced Carl he was the next big thing in music. All he had to do was come to Nashville and record a 45 two-sided record. That was obviously before CDs and 8-tracks and cassettes in the early 70s, before they were popular. We'll release it to the local radio stations, he said. We'll send out a news release and everything, and it'll only cost you $3,500. Well, Carl bit. Went to Music City, recorded a song, You Treated Me Mean, and the B-side, a very forgettable song called I'd Rather Be at Your House Than the Bunkhouse. The record was mastered and pressed. 100 copies were sent out. Carl got the list of radio stations to which the record was sent and started calling them and asking them, please play my record. And as soon as they heard it, it ended up in the trash can. It was awful. So Carl went home disappointed, and then he was playing in the same bar when a guy came in with a different company and made the same pitch. And that's when Carl began to see that perhaps King Treble ran a scam on him, he and Spot Records. So he called his attorney in Hickory Hills, North Carolina, to see if he might have a fraud case and a liable case against King Treble. Fraud, he said, I was played, but my music wasn't. He wanted to know if he had a case or no case. Todd, what say you?
You know, my gut reaction is, if you've ever watched an episode of American Idol when they're doing the auditions, right? There's some people that are auditioning that think that they are the next American Idol and they can sing. And there are some people who think that they are the next American Idol and they cannot sing, not even close to singing, and are delusional about how good they are.
Apparently that's quite common these days.
And yes, and so in this case here, I'm thinking, look, He didn't hold a gun to your head. He didn't force you. He didn't threaten you. He didn't do anything. You're trying to make it big. He offered you an opportunity at $3,500, which is no small chunk of change back then.
Right.
You agreed to spend it, and he upheld his end of the deal by sending your vinyl out to the radio stations. He can't force them to play it. The fact that you can't evaluate your own songwriting ability is not fraud on his part. And so I would say, I don't see any attorney taking it. No case. No case on this one.
What do you think, Fred? Can a guy just come in and scam a would-be artist that way and take his money and leave him heartbroken?
All right, let me tell you. There's a story about a monkey. In 1964, a Princeton University professor, Barton McKeehy, this is what I heard about, claimed that you can use a monkey to randomly throw a dart and pick stocks and do better than the professionals. Since then, it's averaged approximately 1.7% better, these monkeys throwing darts, than those intelligent, smart stock people. So, for me to choose...
Do you have the monkey's number?
For me to choose what is the right answer on case or no case, it is better that a monkey throws something at a dartboard or that I flip a coin than me to analyze and get it right. Cal, do you have a coin in your pocket?
Yes, I do.
Will you please flip the coin? I call heads.
Okay, I got tails. Sorry.
Okay, so heads. Heads means it's a case, and the guy wins. Tails says no case.
Okay, so you got no case. Todd's got no case. Todd's up.
No, I have nothing right now until you flip the coin.
I said you got tails. I did it fast. I had it right here.
Oh, it's tails?
Yeah, I got
so
tails.
I say there's no case.
Yeah, that's what you said.
All right, so tails, no case.
And I say no case.
Well, you're both right. The record company.
Oh, my gosh, the tails worked.
These vanity sessions for record labels were at one time empty recording studios' way of making a quick buck. And the song, when the song was sent out, he said if it would have taken off, we would have sold the record to Decca Records. They would have distributed it for us, but
they were scamming.
Nobody liked it. They were just scamming them, and it happened all the time. You know, Dream Crushers. Dream Crusher record label. And
so,
that is case or no case.
The monkey was right.
Yep, there you
Cal?
Go. Yep, that's right.
Wow.
I guess my thought on it is, where's the scam? Where's the scam?
The scam is you're the next Elvis. You sound just like Roy Orbison, man. All you got to do is cut a record. You're going to be a hit. And that was what he thought he heard. Or hoped he heard, should we say. Yeah.
1.7% of the time, the monkey's right.
That's sales.
1.7% of the time, they do better. No, they are 1.7% better than a professional. We'll be back after this and talk about a woman who dies and what happened to the assailant.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program will continue right after this.
All right. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's Dan.
What the heck is that thing?
Todd has a kitty.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So, in New York, there's a, I'm going to say famous, at least locally famous, 87-year-old Broadway vocal coach that this elderly lady apparently was walking on March 10th. And for some reason, no apparent reason that I've found, that this individual, this lady, got upset and walked over and shoved her and knocked her to the ground. And her last name is Pazienza.
Pazienza. Yes.
Pazienza. They're walking in Chelsea Park. And she crossed the street and started shouting obscenities at Miss Gustern, who was the one that passed away, an 87-year-old, and came over and shoved her to the ground. She hit her head, and a few days later, she died. So she just bizarre, you know, this bizarre stuff. Just like I just recently saw a couple in, I kind of remember what state this was in. I had it in my tip of my tongue. They're out, you know, on a date, and they just looked normal, nothing, you know, they're dressed up a little bit, and they're sitting on a bench, and after the dinner or the date, and we're walking down the street, and some bizarre guy walked up and just started screaming and yelling at him. And he goes, and you can hear it. It's all videoed because it was right by this restaurant or something that had cameras, and he's like, dude, chill, what's going on with you? Ah, and he just starts stabbing the guy and kills him. Right there. You know, what is wrong with these people? That's how you got to arm, yourself now and be careful of what's going on. And I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying that's why people say, you know, getting CCWs and carrying. It's, I know people are like, oh, that's bad. But how do you stop a guy from doing that? Or a person walking up and shoving you down and knocking you down. She's 87. I know that. But you've got to be so careful nowadays. So she dies. So she gets up there and she pleads guilty. I don't know if she was having a moment or what. And the judge gives her 8.5 years. Is that right?
Eight and a half year prison sentence in the state of New York. This was and then 5 years of post-release community or post-release supervision after she gets out. Now, I don't know if she'll serve the full 8.5 years, but for a death-related crime, if they do it like other states, she'll probably serve about 85% of that.
But isn't that kind of, for death, is that kind of a low sentence?
It
seems
really
light.
It depends. You know, I'll give you the lawyer answer. Look, obviously something premeditated, which would be murder, is, you know, life, or in some case, in some states, a death penalty. This, because of the spur of the moment manner in which it happened and that led to the death, this is, the name notwithstanding, this is more along the lines of manslaughter. I mean, she didn't, I don't think she intended to kill this woman. But
no,
she,
I agree.
But she intended to do the act that led to her death. She intended to knock her down. This wasn't accidental pushing. I think that they looked at that. She intended to confront her. She intended to push her down. Didn't intend the death, but if she has no prior criminal history, that's something that the courts look at, and I didn't see anywhere she had prior criminal history. Maybe this is on the lower end of punishment because of the lack of prior criminal history.
She might have just had she had something going on in her life right there and just snapped. Do I believe she pushed her trying to kill her? Probably not. She just probably pushed her, right?
Yeah.
And she's apparently pretty upset about getting that amount of a sentence, but, you know, who knows? Let's see, Trevor Bauer. He is a Cy Young pitcher. And what team is he a pitcher for? Well, he's not anymore.
Was at the time in this incident. He had just signed and was a pitcher for the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers.
Right.
This past year, he has been pitching over in Japan in the professional baseball league in Japan for the past year.
So here's what's interesting, though. Lindsay Hill claims that she was sexually assaulted by him. He claims it was a consensual, you know, evening, if you want to call that. And I don't know, how does this happen? And then he automatically gets suspended from the Major League Baseball, like he's guilty without having his day in court? I don't understand. How does that work that they're found guilty in, you know, the Major League Baseball, football, prior to, you know, evidence and the case going forward?
Well, the three major sports, football, baseball, and basketball, and throwing hockey as well, but I think they all have morals clauses in their contracts.
I get that.
And the morals clause isn't just whether or not you are did what you are accused of doing. It's whether or not you engage in any activity which ends up putting the league in a bad light, even if you're later exonerated. It's why some people, Ezekiel Elliott was exonerated, but still suspended by the NFL a while ago. And it's because, look, you undertook to engage in a course of conduct that, even though you weren't convicted, it put our league under a shadow.
And I get that.
So they're allowed to do that. And they suspended Trevor Bauer, but then he appealed the length of it. So the commissioner's allowed to determine the length of the suspension.
But he was still suspended for 190 some odd days. And again, yes. I don't know all the facts. I'm just arguing this back and forth as a lawyer. How is it that they can do that without finding them or evidence of them at fault? It's the he said, she said. And in this case, there's some very interesting stuff that came out with videos right after this incident and her texts to her friend about getting rich off this. And basically, and I'll quote what the text says, quote, B blanky blanky blanky, you better secure the bag, when it talks about how much money he's got.
And I would say they're able to do that because that's what their unions negotiated for in the collective bargaining agreements.
Yeah, maybe. We'll be back. We're going to continue talking about this. It's very interesting. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO if you want to chime in.
You bet. This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhn and Fred Penny. They will be back with much more stuff. The show's starting to wind down a little bit here, but don't worry. There's much more straight ahead. Stick around.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. We begin this Saturday morning with the weather this weekend. Let it snow. New York to see up to 12 inches of snow, while New Jersey and Connecticut expected to get half that amount, around 6 inches, as the Midwest gears up for possible blizzard conditions. Grammy award-winning singer Michael Bolton, best known for this song, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, reveals he was diagnosed with a brain tumor and has had immediate surgery before the holidays. In a note to his fans, he says he'll be taking a break from touring to focus on his recovery. Bolton, who is 70, writing on Facebook, I am now recuperating at home and surrounded by the tremendous love and support of my family. And the Supreme Court will take up the Trump Colorado ballot case on February 8th. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
You look fabulous. You're going to knock them dead at the bowling alley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Bauer's trying to claim. Again, this is Bauer's side. We're talking about this Cy Young baseball player that he's got video of May 15th when this supposed evening occurred that she was sexually assaulted by him that shows her basically enjoying the evening at the end of the evening. He admits that they got together, because we're going to keep this G-rated, and did spend that time together, but it was consensual, and I don't want to say this, I'm going to say a little aggressive, and admitted that, and
yes.
But he's got video of laying next to her, and she appeared to smirk without any alleged injuries, and was apparently enjoying him. Now, that's his side of the story. Her side of the story is, no, he assaulted me.
Yeah, and look, Let's go back in time here. She filed for, she got a temporary restraining order, but the permanent restraining order was not granted. The district attorney's office in Los Angeles declined to file charges against him.
But to get a restraining order immediately after a alleged sexual, they're almost always granted.
Yeah,
temporary.
The temporary, but when it time came for the permanent restraining order based on that, was not granted.
No evidence.
And, you know, one of the interesting things, in addition to this video, there was also released a telephone conversation between the victim, or the alleged victim, Ms. Hill, and Trevor Bauer, and this was the pretext call. Now, what's a pretext call? Oftentimes, when investigating a sexual assault case, law enforcement will have either the alleged victim or the alleged victim's family members call the perpetrator and see if the perpetrator will make some sort of admission while law enforcement is in the same room listening in. The caller doesn't let them know that the cops are there listening in, but this, when I was a prosecutor, this was an investigation technique that they used a lot. And this pretext call was recorded and was released. And it's interesting, Trevor Bauer, in the call with this with Ms. Hill, seems pretty credible in his constantly saying, well, wait a minute, I kept asking you if this was okay, and you kept going on, and we had our safe word, and you didn't use the safe word, and that he, from the call, the recording, he sounded genuinely perplexed that she, in this call, was now claiming he had done something illegal or wrong without her consent, because it was contrary to what he had perceived the incident to be, and I can only imagine that the district attorney had that pretext call when making a charging decision and opting not to charge Trevor Bauer with any sexual assault.
You gotta be careful as an athlete or as a famous person and do what you've gotta do here. You see it. All right, here's the contract, sign here, here's my witness, he's going to stand there, or she's going to stand there and watch, and, you know, it's just... Well,
you know, and the interesting thing is...
Yeah, Cal, you do that.
I was going to say, Todd That's mentioned this is what they negotiated for. In the NBA, I don't know if baseball does this, they have classes for players. If you're going to be intimate with someone you do not know, here are the procedures for collection of... I mean, they're very specific. They train them how to... do this properly, improper act, so that, properly, so to speak.
Yeah. And it's like, look, if you've signed a multi-million-dollar contract, that's made public, and ESPN, CBS, NBC, ABC, all these sports outlets are advertising how much you're making. You're probably advertising if the athlete, because, hey, I'm the highest paid this person in this league, in this league. You just put a target on your back. And the thing that baffles me is that you see these cases coming up. Trevor Bauer, I believe, met this person via Instagram.
Yeah,
and it's like
you're
meeting people via Instagram and your DMs. Good luck doing any sort of background check on them. You know, your background check is what they've posted and whatever pictures they're sending you in DMs, and you are just setting yourself up. And according to the text messages that were released in this case, it appears that Trevor Bauer may have been a target of this person because of his income. And you know, it just...
I don't know. You know. Who knows what's going on? But it's, well, whatever the point is, the case settled.
Yes.
And the civil case, and there's no criminal case against him. And he actually sued her for, he cross-examined, didn't he sue her for, or is that, I was getting that mixed up with
he,
the...
He filed a countersuit.
Countersuit with
her. She sued him, he filed a countersuit, and everything got dismissed.
Right, and they settled.
Yes.
We don't know what.
And
for how much.
We don't know what or if any money was exchanged. I don't know. They just agreed to drop their cases.
Right.
He pitched for a year and did very well over in Japan. He still got his stuff. It'll be interesting to see. Stigma, if there's still a stigma towards him applied to this, we'll see what sort of contract he is able to get with Major League Baseball if he's able to come back. There's no prohibition for him coming back. I just don't know that any team wants to touch him.
This is all crazy. So let's talk about Mel Tucker. Let's jump to, you know, we'll talk about the Twitter X Corp trademark one, but I want to jump right away to Mel Tucker, Michigan State. So Mel Tucker, I'll let me set this up, Todd,
sure.
And you can talk about it too. So Mel Tucker is the Michigan State football coach. He just signed a contract for approximately $79 million contract, and he is apparently having some sort of, they're having a hearing now, but they fired him because of Brenda Tracy. This individual, what does she do? She's an advisor?
Well, it's interesting that Cal had mentioned just a moment ago about how the NBA does training and has people come in to do training about how to meet people and also training about interactions and all sorts of things. Well, Brenda Tracy is a speaker raising sexual assault awareness, having been a victim of a gang rape in her past, a survivor, and she gives speeches to college teams that come in because it was, she alleges, college athletes that did this to her. So she talks to college athletes, specifically football players, about being respectful and to raise awareness and understanding consent, and that is her platform, and she's paid to go in and give these presentations to schools. Well, she had been paid and to go in and give the presentation to Michigan State, and she had been in contact with Mel Tucker, who's the coach of the football team, and she was there to give the speech and to do things and started a professional relationship, she says, a professional relationship with Mel Tucker. They talked and about what to do and how to go about it. And Tucker is alleging that it became more than just a professional relationship. Her allegation is that in a phone conversation in April of 2022, mm-hmm. that he engaged in activity on the phone conversation that made her feel very uncomfortable and that offended her sensibilities.
So not personally, over the phone.
Over the phone. And his response was, yes, that happened over the phone, and it was completely consensual. So they're disagreeing on the level of consent. She made the report to Michigan State. Michigan State terminated his employment for cause as a violation of the moral turpitude clause of his contract. He has appealed that, and they're supposed to have a hearing this week. And this week is when his lawyers provided Michigan State with a 106-page letter,
wow.
the bulk of which are text messages between Ms. Tracy and her former assistant, who tragically died last year, where they reference not only Mel Tucker, but another coach in a different sport, with whom it appeared from the text messages Miss Tracy might have been having a relationship. Now, this is significant for the case because Tracy has always maintained, I would never engage in a relationship with a coach that I was speaking with, and if the text messages are true, it certainly appears that she was.
Yeah, but there's all types of details
yes.
on that we can talk about when we come back, but this is interesting. We'll be back after this.
Sure is. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Fred and Todd have much more to say after we take this break on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And we remind you, you can listen to all of our previous shows on demand whenever you want to. It's all free, and it's all on the Listen button at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day.
My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Your money's no good here.
Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So back to the Mel Tucker thing. Todd, we're discussing over the break that they received all these text messages from... That doesn't say, but allegedly from the family of the best friend or good friend of Miss Tracy.
Yeah, listen, you know, there's. I learned this as a prosecutor primarily. The only way that you can really get the actual text messages, I mean, if you subpoena records from the phone company, you're going to get a record that a text was sent or received, but it won't give what was said. The only way you can actually get that is if you download the data from either of the phones that the text message was sent to or from. And so somehow Tucker's attorneys got a hold of these text messages between Brenda Tracy and her former assistant, now deceased. And they didn't get it from Brenda Tracy's phone. So I think the only way they could have gotten it was from the assistant's family who provided the phone. That's logically the only way they could have gotten that. And there was in the letter that they sent, that Tucker's attorney sent to Michigan State,
right.
They made reference to the fact that after the death, the assistant died tragically in a car accident, that after the death, Brenda Tracy went to the family because of the death and felt really bad, but was adamant that she wanted to see the phones and the computers and tablets to review any of that information that was there. And Tucker's attorneys are alleging that she was trying to hide evidence or to see
right.
if there was this communication. And then it turns up in the hands of Tucker's attorneys.
Wonder how that happened.
I don't know if this is going to stave off the firing or if it's going to lead to a lawsuit afterwards.
Wow, Mel Tucker's got some good evidence there.
It does. He does. So this is going to be an interesting one to follow over the next 4 or 5 months.
This is crazy. All these things going on, these cases like this, this is just interesting. And then you got Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern. You know, there was an investigation of Northwestern football that there was hazing going on, all types of, you know, hazing in football, and which, by the way, has probably been going on for years. And to make a long story short, he was fired. Pat Fitzgerald was fired, claiming that, you know, he didn't stop it and should have stopped the hazing. And, of course, his argument is, look, I didn't know about all these hazing issues going on, which the university said, come on, you know, you knew what was going on.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was, look, for a coach to not know that this was going on, the coach would have to be actively trying not to know, the old ostrich with the head in the sand kind of thing. But I think his frustration initially was the way in which he was fired. Because after they did this investigation, they hired an outside law firm to come in. They did the investigation. They made the recommendations. He had a meeting with, I believe, the president of the school.
Correct.
Who said, yeah, we're not going to fire you.
And, yeah, if you just agree to this suspension.
Yeah. Says, yeah, agree to this, we're not going to fire you. And it was like within seemingly hours, the school made an announcement that he had been terminated, and it almost seemed like the president said, we're not going to fire you, and then was overruled by the board, just trying to figure out why the 180 on whether or not he was going to be fired.
Right.
And he has filed a lawsuit now claiming wrongful termination, among other things, and the amount he's seeking is just like...
Well, this is the number, is $130 million, and he breaks down as follows. He has $68 million left on his salary, on his contract, so they're suing for the $68, and then $62 million for the loss of, quote, loss ability to obtain similar employment, which, by the way, he's right. I mean, I'm not saying he's right on the case, but if the case he's proven... Yeah, he'll probably have a difficult time getting a job now.
Yeah.
With this, no one's going to touch these coaches anymore if they have any allegations of any impropriety or players. It's like grabbing an atom bomb, an atomic bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that one of the keys there is that he's claiming the $68 million, or $62, the balance, was because of the inability that he'll have to find a similar type job. Now, look, he could probably go find a job coaching for some junior college somewhere or some Division III school and stuff like that, but there's no way he's talking about that kind of money. It's the similarity of the job. And, you know, going from making $68 million on my contract to, you know, going someplace and getting paid $68 an hour, and, oh, by the way, you're not allowed to work overtime a certain amount of time. That's a significant difference, and it's not the same type of job. So,
jump to Elon Musk being sued. The X Corp is being sued by X Social Media. Apparently, there's an X Social Media that are claiming they put in, you know, close to $100,000, $100 million. Wait a minute, is $400 million in advertising for this company that does, we're finding out as we look into it, they do kind of legal marketing for law firms and stuff. And X Social Media said that Elon Musk and Twitter cannot use X Corp, that it's infringing on their trademark. For the past 8 years, they have been a social media company that does social media advertising and or work for law firms, etc. But I could see them saying, hey, no, we're not doing this for law firms or any individual. I could see Twitter and Musk saying, no, we're an actual the actual media company. You're not a media company, even though you, in other words, you don't have your own platform, is what I would argue if I was a Musk lawyer, saying you don't have a platform. All you do is you go out and help people go to these platforms and market in these platforms where we're the actual platform. So that's what I think the argument's going to happen right now, but they're suing Elon Musk and X Corp for this. And by the way, I want to bring this up because we're going to run out of time. I didn't know this, but I guess Beta, which is the former Facebook, Meta, the former Facebook, is also being sued by a company, a virtual reality company called Meta X. And they're suing Meta / Facebook for the same thing, kind of the similar thing that Elon Musk is being sued as the former Twitter, now X.
Now, the thing about this lawsuit, where I think it might have some merit, is just from one of the articles that I read on it. I had to go back and read that article two or three times just to keep track. Okay, we talk about X Corp or X Social Media. Which one am I talking about? Because they seemed very similar. And when X Corp, formerly Twitter, registered to use the name X, they used it in association, quote, with social media. And So I could see why X Social Media is saying, look, this is going to confuse people because they're going to think we're you and we're not you. And you're not us. And
that's a little confusing. If you're not you and we're not us, we're not who? Is that like a book in a Dr. Seuss book?
Sounds like
it's a Dr. Seuss book.
I don't know why we have green eggs and ham.
I am you and you are me and we and we are all together.
We are Meta and we are X and used to be this and that and this and that. That should be a book. Well, with all that, we love having you guys join us here on Radio Law Talk. Todd and I and Cal, we had a good time. Miss you, Denise. But it is time now, Cal, for what?
It's time for your quick takes. And, Fred, what is your quick take for today?
Look, I know one thing. Sometimes saying things three times over and over quickly will help you remember things. And I want you to remember this very important thing. So I'm going to report it with three times. I'm going to report it by saying it three times. Wedgie lawsuit, wedgie lawsuit, wedgie lawsuit.
Todd Kuhn, what is your quick take, sir?
Look, if you're a football coach or a coach of any sporting team, and you bring in somebody to talk to your coach, to talk to your team, and you think you might want to flirt with them, look, the last person you want to flirt with is the one talking to your team about being a sexual assault survivor. I mean, come on. Use your head. I just wouldn't even go there at all.
Thanks for joining us. Radio Law Talk, 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. Thanks, Cal. Thanks, Todd. We'll see you next week. I'm your host, Frederick Finney.
You have been listening to Radio Law Talk, a live presentation of RadioLawTalk.com.
RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.